what exactly was the IDF able to achieve over the last 8-day military campaign, bombing campaign? Specifically, what do you feel is the most important achievement during this bombardment?
I would say two things. The first one is the fact that Hamas suffered a very harsh blow, and I'm referring to the arsenals, the very big arsenals of rockets, various ranges and types that Hamas has. Many of them threaten the lives of many Israelis. And the second achievement, I would say, is the fact that we had very good intelligence, very high quality intelligence that led us to very good results. There is an additional achievement, but in order to see if it is indeed an achievement, we have to still wait a few weeks. And I'm referring to the issue of deterrence. And this is something that only in a few weeks or even months we'll know for sure.
And you mentioned the arsenals of rockets. What specifically were you able to do as far as that go? Obviously, they were still able to shoot quite a number of rockets at Israel, including Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. So how much damage have you done to their stockpiles?
The amount of rockets that were fired towards the areas of Tel Aviv and Jerusalem were relatively low numbers. We had such good intelligence that we were able to detect their underground launchers and take many of them out. So I would say with the long range, a severe blow, and with the medium range, these are the 40 kilometer long range rockets, I would say that it was a significant blow. And the difference is that while the Fajr 5, the long range rockets, they have built-in launchers, the others, the Grad, they have mobile launchers, so they usually hide them in between civilians and neighborhoods and so on. So that those, of course, are more difficult to target.
So another thing you mentioned, trying to achieve deterrence. I know that the very beginning of the operation, you targeted Hamas commander, the military wing. What kind of a blow have you delivered to their leadership of Hamas and the other terrorist organizations?
I would say a very meaningful one, because when the head of the organization is not controlling the organization any longer, and he was a person who was very much involved in every area, including personally, he used to give directives. So that's one thing. The second thing is that we had many commanders on the brigade level that we targeted. And in this way, we actually damaged the commander infrastructure of Hamas. Not only of Hamas, but also the Islamic Jihad.
Now, I know that during Operation Cast Lead several years ago, you also targeted a number of Hamas leaders. And, of course, there are times when that still happens even during less intensive attacks. How would you contrast this to then? Do you feel like Hamas has suffered a more severe blow in terms of its command infrastructure, or is this just something totally different?
I would say that it's more severe than in the past. Not only the command level, but also the infrastructure. For instance, we took out the entire drone arsenal. You know, Hamas tried to develop drones. I mean, he bought some of them, tried to deal with them, develop them, drill with them, and with a good intelligence, we're able to take it out. So I would say the combination of high-quality intelligence, it's joined by very good operational achievements with very numerous targets, enabled us to give Hamas a very harsh blow.
All right. And as far as the Hamas attacks on Israel, can you give a final tally on the number of rockets fired at Israel?
Yeah, 1,500 rockets were fired into Israel. Only 7% of these rockets actually hit urban areas inside Israel. And the reason that only 7% is that we deployed 5 Iron Dome batteries that intercepted over 400 rockets. And also, there were 1,500 targets that we targeted. So you can say that on every rocket that flew from Gaza into Israel, there was one target.
And the final tally for Israelis killed was 5, 6?
5 Israelis were killed.
And one of those was a soldier, correct?
Yes.
As far as Gaza goes, you were able to, in targeting those 1,500 targets, can you give any kind of idea of how many civilians were killed in Gaza?
To our information, there were 177 fatalities in Gaza. 120 of them were civilians. I'm sorry, 120 of them were militants, and 57 were civilians.
And, you know, having worked in the military for many years, we've been talking for many years, and you say 57 were civilians with 1,500 targets hit. How impressive is it to limit it to 57 collateral damage fatalities?
I would say it's an extremely impressive ratio, and I honestly don't know other militaries in the world that have a similar, even close ratio. And you can take other war zones in the Middle East, such as Iraq or Afghanistan, and you won't find the same ratio, because choosing 1,500 targets, which many of them are located in urban areas, is very much challenging, especially in the aspect of uninvolved civilians. So I would say an amazing ratio. It also shows the great effort that we in the IDF place on trying to prevent uninvolved civilians.
And do you feel that part of that effort, as far as dropping leaflets and sending radio broadcasts and things like that, was that more effective this time? Were Gazans a bit more careful as to where they went?
I believe that most Gazans actually listened and read our recommendations. Although I have to tell you that Hamas radio urged the Gazans not to listen and not to obey, but rather to stay home. But nevertheless, many did choose to listen and took suggestions. By the way, this is another thing. I mean, how many militaries during an operation tell their enemy where exactly they're going to operate next?
This is true.
Yeah.
And so then I guess ultimately the IDF feels like Operation Pillar of Defense, did you manage to achieve the goals that you set out when you started?
Definitely. We achieved all the goals that we set for ourselves. I can tell you that the morale is very high among the soldiers. We began the process of releasing the reservists that were drafted. And overall, the mood in the country, I think, is good today.
We said releasing the reservists that were drafted, that was the ones that were drafted just in case they might be needed?
Yes.
And real quick, there were still a couple of rockets that were fired after the ceasefire, correct?
Yeah, I mean, it was immediately after the ceasefire. 5 rockets were fired from Gaza. 2 of them were intercepted by one of our Iron Dome batteries, and 3 landed on ground.
And the IDF, of course, held fire.
Yeah, the IDF held fire, but you know what? If tomorrow morning another launching squad will try to launch a rocket towards Israel, we will hit that launching squad, but we won't initiate any proactive operation.
All right, Lieutenant Colonel Leibovich, anything else you want to say on this?
I just want to wish you and your listeners a very happy Thanksgiving.